Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. My name is Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Today, we are continuing our discussion on the most misunderstood chakra and, of course, taking your calls for on-air readings. So glad you could join us today, callers and listeners. First, as I always do, want to let you know how you can stay connected with our show. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio or join us on our social media, two Facebook accounts, one Twitter account, and Neil's phone number, 562-596-7818. That is for extended conversation beyond what our radio show can accommodate. And we would love to hear from you there or on the sites that I mentioned. Neil, today we are discussing, as I said, the most misunderstood chakra, and actually that is chakra number three. We did speak on Monday about characteristics of the third chakra, and I think today what we're going to talk about is further information on how to actualize our third chakra energy to ground it, and also problems that people with master numbers three, or people with the number three, or maybe a division of three in their birthday code, have in terms of issues with the third chakra and how to remedy those issues. So
yeah, I mean, it may be a little misleading to say it's the most
it's a catchy
chakra,
title.
Yeah,
it was your idea.
the reason is because it is kind of hard to define. I mean, we talk about self-creativity in that chakra. But self-creativity commands a lot of the chakra systems. And it is only because we've got that, a lot of our personal power, at least on a body energy level or an ego energy level, is captured in that third chakra. What gives it a certain sense of elevation, though, is that it's connected to the sun. Its color is very yellow anyways, but it's connected to the sun, and so therefore it gains us a bridge, or gives us access to our higher chakra energies, whereby we can manifest them on the physical level. So it is at the lower center of our personal will, not spiritual will, but personal will. So when you're trying to capture your life a little bit aside from spirituality, and you're just talking about personal will, things you want to do to manifest your ego, to gain control over the world and the things you want, a lot of that is captured in the third chakra. But on the other hand, you got to be careful, because that chakra also can lead you into gloom and depression. You can have a block there, and thereby, you know, your organs would be affected if there were a block there.
So the third chakra is the chakra responsible for transforming energy, because it's connected to the stomach, and that, you know, is what produces,
yeah,
you know, breaks down food and transforms it into energy for our bodies. So it's the same thing on an energetic level when we're talking about more esoteric energy. That's how we deal with energy, and it controls also appetite. So people that have addiction issues, overeat, drink, that's connected to third chakra as well, right?
Yeah. The thing about that chakra is you command the control over that chakra. You're really commanding the control over the element of fire, because it is our fire energy. You know, the stomach acid can burn through metal. that energy, the one of the hot, it's the hottest chakra in our system, theoretically at least, it's the hottest chakra in our system. So we know that if we burn down food, if we can burn down energy, if we can burn away physical debris, then on a spiritual level, we can also burn out negative belief patterns, old belief patterns, we can burn out old karma, and we can do it through actually our third chakra because it is the energy level that burns. And so that's where we get that idea. Now, to get that burning, we can manifest it in many ways. We were talking last time about two rapid breaths per second, only through your nose, your nostrils, and by pressing your abdomen against your spine, by sucking your abdomen in, you can obtain you can awaken at least the physicality of the third chakra, get it to wake up. You're shaking it. And then once you do that, maybe for about 2 minutes, 2 minutes, two beats per second, you stop, you regain your breath, and then you visualize what you want to manifest on the planet in your life, in your personal life. And then you have more of a slower breath through your nose. And then you send down the breath sort of it's sort of like a wind factor. It's much smoother. It's just, it's a calmer, more serene energy. You're still breathing through your nostrils, but you're kind of taking it in on a more calm level. And thereby you can at that point visualize your personal power system. You can release the negative karma, because what you're doing in the rapid breathing is you're burning the karma. Mm-hmm. You're doing that through energy levels. Now, of course, it doesn't eliminate full acts, but what it does is it cleans out your system. And then you can activate the correction of whatever you've done wrong. You have the energy to go out and correct things. So that might mean having conversations with people. It might mean reapplying for a job. It could be anything. But what you're doing is you're reapplying your energy to the environment and seeing how well you've corrected it due to the cleansing of that third chakra. So that third chakra, it's really the place where we have self-respect, self-esteem.
Right, because the ego is associated with the third chakra, not only the second. So they're kind of interconnected in that way.
Yeah, they are interconnected in that way. Yes, absolutely. And we just don't think of it. We don't think of the third chakra as a mental chakra. We think of it as a digestion, eating. And those who are a little bit more knowledgeable will say, well, I've always known it to be willpower, personal powers, and the third chakra. And of course, then you're kind of on the ball there. But the idea, what you don't want to do is mistake the third chakra for spiritual energy. It's not really associated with spiritual energy until you move out of the body and accept the idea of your third chakra, your stomach chakra, as a cosmic force, not a physical force.
Right. So you do need to move it out of the body to actualize it on that higher level. However, the number three is quite mystical, and we talked about that on the last show briefly. Three and seven are the two mystical numbers out of the whole number system, one through nine. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So people with the number three as their master number have the potential to actualize on a higher level in terms of that that energy of mysticism, or am I mistaken? I mean, how does that come into play, Neil, with the third chakra and its lower elements, the higher mystical?
Well, you can see it in your birth date. If you have a deliberate three in your birth date and a seven in your birth date, you already have the essential code handy. I mean, we all, it doesn't matter if you're missing a number in your birth date, you still have the chakra system within your body. The birth date code only suggests what some of your major themes are going to be. So when you, in your birth date, if you have a seven and a three, together, or they're at one side of your birthday, the other one's on the other side, it still formulates the idea that part of your journey, all of our journey, is about spiritual energy, physical energy. But when you have it in your birthday code, there's a special marking. There's a special code that you've come down specifically to confront those issues of bridging physical energy into spiritual energy and graduating it into something mystifying. So, and the third, you know, we know three has the Trinity factors. The third eye is triangular, sacred. So those elements are there. That's why so many depictions of the triangle and third chakras, you know, sitting upside down, it's not upright for the most part, with the apexes leading to the earth. So it's actually when we are looking at our system of willpower, we have to figure out, are we well grounded? Because if you're not well grounded and you're sort of in between security levels, you don't know where you're going to live, you don't have a job, and you're trying to ground yourself, it can be very challenging. So first of all, ground yourself. That's very important that you're grounded, meaning that you've got a clear definition as to the security you have on the planet. In the immediate sense of that, we're going back to the first chakra. We're looking at, do you have a job? Are you secure in your home? Are you okay there? If you're okay there, then the energy that eventually goes up to your third chakra is going to have at least some reassurance that you've accomplished that goal. You don't have to be in a stable relationship, but if you're in an unstable relationship, your third chakra may be sabotaged by the previous energies of the second chakra not being stable. So you see, all the chakras have to work in sync. As soon as you get to one chakra, you have to consider what the preceding chakras, what kind of condition they're in. So if you're in your first chakra is not in good condition and your second, why work on your third? You got to kind of do it systematically. But once you get to the third chakra, given that everything's pretty secure, well, that chakra now comes into an element of higher energy. You know, it's above sexuality. It's above just home, job, security. Now we're getting into the personal will energy and how we can burn off anything that would otherwise obstruct our personal will being expressed on the planet.
Right. So therefore, the third chakra is also responsible for creativity. Many threes are artistic and creative. But two is also a creative chakra. So
any
chakra, you know,
can be creative.
Sure, but
any chakra can be creative. I mean, we all occupy the chakras, so we derive a lot of our creativity from the sixth chakra.
Because the visionary element.
Yeah, the visionary is artistic and things like that. But that chakra, that creative chakra, I mean, you know, Masters and Johnsons, let's say look at them. They had creativity in the sexual chakra.
Right.
They educated the sexual revolution and they promoted that. Frank Lloyd Wright.
Right.
Architecture.
Right. R-I-G-H-T, not W-R-I. Well, I said right in response to your
right
comment. So
W-R-I-G-H-T.
And I'm saying R-I-G-H-T. That's my response.
You know, he had creativity in the first chakra. Base shock.
Because of the home element. Yeah.
But he had to utilize his vision to do
chakra.
That. You know, and then artists, typically, they're like six for six or six for five. Musicians, composers, six for five. Okay. I mean, there can be spiritual elements, you know, when we get into some of the more, we get into people who are just basically, like Stravinsky was very earth-oriented composer. He's a very primitive earth energy. When we get into people like Bach or Mozart, we get into more of those Handel, we get into more of those inspirational energies, then the sixth chakra is going more towards the seventh chakra. But you know, we're categorizing these chakras in kind of a crude definition. You can almost define who you are by what chakra you're activating. What is your predominant chakra? You know, I deal with a lot of people who have addictions, and so I'm with them. I'm more involved in the first and second chakras. addictions don't usually occupy the sixth or seventh. We may use that to help uplift an energy, but the problem is in the first and second chakra. If you're dealing with someone who is not believing in God and they have no spiritual bearing, then you have to kind of go up to a higher chakra to discover what's going wrong. But by doing that, you have to go to a lower chakra to see what's wrong with the base energy of that. You know, because there's a lot of people who are very wealthy. I've met a lot of wealthy, powerful people who, when you talk about God, they go, well, I don't know if there's a God. I'm just here. They have a really strong third chakra, very strong, and they're well-grounded. They're very balanced. They have wonderful families. But you start talking about God and the universe and afterlife.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday in terms of the actualization of chakras on different levels, but that's something we'll save for a different conversation later in time. But
Yeah, it's interesting because, a full grounded human being that has expressed all their chakras, they have this beautiful expression that no matter what topic you talk, they feel actualized. Very rarely have I met those individuals, but when you do encounter them, that's why I don't encounter them. They'd have no need to talk to me. Usually people come to me or in need. So what encountering the higher elements is something that, you know, I might meet somebody in passing, but those aren't typically people who will come to me for conversation in terms of answers or guidance. They're already there. What do they need me for? But when you connect to a higher energy, I mean, unless they want to share a conversation, but when you connect to a higher energy and your dialogue becomes more abstract and not concrete, well, that's when we feel that there is a diffusion in a higher chakra system. But it doesn't mean that somebody can't be intellectually gifted or even cosmically gifted. There's a lot of astronomers who are totally intellectual and mystical, but you know, their concept of God doesn't equate to their concept of astronomy in the cosmos. But you know, you in the awe and the wonder of existence, I mean, we're getting into a moment of energy right now. We always are adapting in the essence of life. Third chakra energy has got to be applied in that because it has to do with the personal power of the mind, whether it's the lower mind on the physical level, which can still occupy intellectual concepts, or whether we're dealing with the lower mind just in terms of, we can even talk about the lower mind on a cosmic level. So you can have actually a third chakra in the astral body, that you're in the astral realm. You've even graduated to a certain extent that is beyond the physicality of the ego. That gets a whole different topic because we got these layers of existence, body, mind, soul, spirit. And that includes the etheric bodies and the causal bodies and things like that.
Well, we have a caller if we'd like to take her, and maybe we'll stop early today, Neil, because I don't know what's going on. It's light, but our show is showing. So I don't know. A lot of people are back to school today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you today? Interesting conversation.
Oh, thanks, Deanna. 11849. Deanna. It's Deanna. She's a 33-6.
Tell me about that, 33-6. I thought it was a 42-6.
No. Who added that up for you? 9, 10, 20, 33.
I did.
Well, what did she do here? I'm wondering what you did, because sometimes, I mean, you're getting the same end result, but the karmic number is different. So what you do, Deanna, is 1 plus 1 plus 8 plus 9 plus 4 plus 9 is how you add it up, and that becomes 33.
Well, that's good, because I did it both with that and with the letters of my name, and they both come up 6, regardless.
Deanna,
sounds like a very, very mystical number, and it is also a multiple of 11, so that triplicates the difficulty of the 11.
3 is not a multiple of 11. 33 times 3. Yes, she's right. 33 is, that actually is a good observation. She just said 33 is a multiple of 11. And
yeah,
that makes,
yeah,
and
yeah,
she's right. That's observant of you. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
Diana,
14 is a 20, right?
Diana is a 20. 20. How do you spell it?
Wait, D-I-A-N-A?
Oh, D-I-A-N-A?
Yeah.
Oh.
13, 14, 19, 20. It's a 20 equals 2, Diana. Your last name is on your Facebook. I'm not going to say it on the air.
No,
but
it isn't actually. But that's how I came up with it. It's that's my nickname and my first name, which is a compound name.
Oh,
but,
is it first two names on Facebook? Is that how you came up with it?
No. It was the second and third in Facebook, and then my last names. But it did come up with a 6, and I've always been interested in the third eye and all that. I think I read the book when I was 15. So, you know, always been a mental pursuer.
Right. Well, I mean, it's obvious why your master number is 6. So that's a natural gravitational pull for you. Neil, do you want to comment on 33?
Well, I mean, it is a mystical number. It's a strong number. 33, it's an odd energy for the Earth planet. Christ was crucified at 33. A lot of our famous people died at 33. I think Belushi and, I mean, these aren't great minds.
A lot of
the
people.
World, but
a lot,
but
of famous.
A lot of people who self-destruct go at 33.
They also go at 27.
And
A lot of 27. Yeah, so.
But right now, yeah, well, 27. I guess you could find any age that.
Yeah,
that
but there, I mean, that's kind of
but
the number.
But 33 is you see, because it's the Trinity. The shadow of the Trinity. It's the shadow of triangular energy, the shadow of mysticism. When you have the eye in the pyramid, or the eye above the pyramid, you have the eye is the third eye. That would be the third eye, and then the pyramid is three angles. So
right.
3 and 3 is 6, and it becomes mystical. So it means 33 equals 6 actually means that you have the ability to see with a mystical eye. That means that beyond the physicality of your eye, which can include intellectual concepts, you can be very insightful and knowledgeable. But when you have a 33 equals 6, you're going beyond that concept and getting into the language of cosmic sight, meaning the language of angels, guides, spirits, the language of the soul and the spirit journeys through life. So you're going beyond things. You can perceive things. You can walk into a room and feel energy. So your expression on life when you're at 33.6 is you work a lot with energy, which is always inherent in our world, but not necessarily have that gift of divine sight.
Maybe I should pursue more knowledge with Reiki. Or the way I know it, Jorei, which is the World Messianic Church, and that's part of the ritual, the projection of energy towards another. Maybe I should just pursue that further.
Well, sure. I mean, foundations are there to provide for you a sense of knowledge and esoteric and empirical and language, history, as long as they don't indoctrinate you with what you should believe in and things like that, and have a political system or something like that, then you got to be wary of it becoming kind of a cult energy.
I would rebel, and then that would put me in danger as well.
Yeah.
Because I do rebel.
Yeah, well, good. I mean, everybody rebels who has a mind. I mean, rebelling is courage. It's the energy. Actually, rebelling, Diana, is in our third chakra. It's our willpower. You know, that's why we say you got the guts to do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I try to restrict myself from rebelling, so my third chakra is probably very blocked. Very, very blocked.
Well, maybe. I mean, there's a social consciousness. There's an appropriate behavior. Rebelling has different faces and facets to it. You know, you can be, I'm sick and tired. I'm not going to take it anymore. Kind of rebelling. I mean, rebelling in the streets, rebelling to right or wrong, but just to rebel. I mean, there are appropriate ways. When we get into the violence of rebelling, where we're riding in the streets as opposed to trying to go through government corridors or lawful or legal corridors, then we're still rebelling, but we're containing the beast. We're cultivating it into an intellectual pursuit that hopefully will be activated. So, yeah, but sometimes you have to rebel. I mean, you know, in Nazi Germany, you couldn't negotiate your way out of the concentration camps. You had to fight. So, you know, it's a broad topic, Fiona, that doesn't have any absolute statement.
You know, Neil, you know how much I rely on words, and I sometimes try to change that rebelling to revealing, but when the truth is revealed, sometimes I find myself in a difficult position.
Yeah.
So, well, reveal instead of rebel.
I agree with you, and I too am a wordsmith of sorts, and I love utilizing words. I would say it's revealing with activation. I would say it's the activation of revealing. So you reveal something, and rebelling is an action. So to reveal something is knowledgeable and insightful, but to activate what you reveal, because it requires an action. So revealing and activating.
That's where I'm bad.
That's
where I'm not good in the action. That's where I restrain myself too much.
Yeah.
Don't go with my gut.
Yeah. Because, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who sit on park benches, and they're very knowledgeable and they're very insightful, but they don't activate it. They go home, you know, they know it all, and then they don't do anything about it. And I think that's where we've got to get off the park bench and become active in our communities, whatever it is.
And participate. I think I lost you just now, but I'm going to hang around and wait.
Well, anyway, I have it.
I wanted to let you know that the last minute I did not hear you. You cut out completely.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it.
No, I just wanted you to be aware of it, not to do anything, but so you know that I didn't know what you said.
Oh, do you want to repeat what you said?
Well, I'm going to repeat it real quickly, but thanks for letting us know that there's a technical problem.
There's always seems to be a technical problem these days.
What I was saying, Deanna, was the activation of energy. I've met a lot of people in talking with people who sit literally on the park bench and share with me all their insights and their knowledge and their, you know, I'm very impressed. But then they just go home and they don't do anything. They don't activate what disturbs them about society. My philosophy is knowing something is important, and then doing something about it is paramount. So
exactly.
Knowing is important, activating what you know and implementing it in such a way that you inspire change, that's what's important.
So how do I go about that? How do I go about implementing and not just keeping it up in the ether of my
brain? You know, You look at whatever it is that's important to you. You go to forums, you go to government forums, citizen platforms where you can voice your opinion on certain matters if it's of importance to you. You write letters to newspapers. You do volunteer work. There are ways you have to get out of your shell and just be imaginative, logical. You know, Chris and I doing a radio show, she and I could talk forever about the third chakra and wait for people to find us, but we activate and we make it upon ourselves to be responsible. So we create our radio show and we share our ideas and we're making a contribution to the audience at large. And
you know, the word participate, you know, the word participate, you are just a part of something instead of the absolute. So becoming a participant.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's functional. You become, in some ways you're part of the mass, and in that respect, your space on the earth is for the good of all.
Right. Yeah. Producing.
But we don't want to lose our individuality.
Right. Because you can be creative, but you can all, at the same time, you can assist other people. So putting yourself out there and actually creating something that other people can benefit from that is separate from the ego is a good start.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. You know, absolutely. Whatever it is that you do.
Uh-huh. But Deanna, I wanted to tell you, because I do have your name, which I won't say on the air, the full name, your full name with the four names, what I came up with actually is a 23-5 for all four. Let me look at the order here. You know what your name is, so
oh, yes,
I wanted to tell you.
That's one thing I do know on this earth. That's
so your hyphenated
the only
name.
Thing I'm sure about.
According to the notes that I have, the first two names are hyphenated, Deanna, and then the next.
Right.
And that each is 2 and then 9. Then the third is a 4, and then the fourth is an 8. 8, 4, 9, and 2. 8, 4, 9, and 2. So I think I did it right. I'll double check it later, but you may want to check your result too. And I came up with the 5, which actually works. I mean, look, you're in translation. You deal with language. I mean, it's very much associated with
yes, exactly.
Chakra.
I mean, I went through all of that, and the 42-6. I think it was, I forget the guy's name, but he wrote a lot of great books. I'll write you his name in the future. But very, very interesting. One of the books I lost in losing everything I had in the house. But it went through all the names like 33-6 and 42-6 and, you know, all the different variations and for all different numbers. And also there was this other, I forget the name of this. Well, I'll write you about that.
Yeah, write me about it. And I'll double check my work too and I'll get back to you via email to make sure I added everything up right.
Well, thank you very much for the reading, and I always enjoy the lesson. I tend to look forward to the lessons. It's harder for me to open up and say things, but it's easy for me to learn and absorb, and then, you know, put them to work like a machine and come up with a chemical plant and come up with a solution in the liquid sense of all
yeah.
the ingredients.
Well, we always enjoy talking with you, and you do have a command.
I don't know what you said. I do have a command, something, but I don't know what it was.
Words.
You said you do have a command or something like that, and then it cut out.
Command. He said command of the language, or command of words. That's what he said.
I am a student. I'm definitely a student. And,
well, we all are. Okay, Deanna. Well, we appreciate your call. We hope you have a nice...
Before you go, many years ago, we used to wear those buttons. And the button said permanent student, and it showed Ziggy. Do you remember Ziggy? I don't think you hear me. But there was a button with Ziggy. And it said permanent student.
And it looks like I'm not even able to mute this call, so there's some problem with the connection. I don't know what it is. But we are back on the air on Monday, Neil, at 10 a.m. Pacific. So at least we had a little more time to discuss today, and perhaps we'll have a more lively show on Monday. Okay. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.